Now that the presidential nominating battles are over, the political spotlight shifts to a long list of competitive Senate races. One of the most contentious is in Minnesota, where first-term Republican Norm Coleman is being challenged by former Saturday Night Live comedian Al Franken. After securing the nomination from the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, or DFL, that's what Democrats are called in Minnesota, Franken kicked off his official campaign at a rally today in St. Paul.
I want to go to Washington to be a voice for the people of Minnesota. And that's what the DFL is about, and that's what this campaign is about, and I can't wait to get started.
Franken's taken heat from Republicans and Democrats for the many politically incorrect things he said and done over the years. Topping that list is a January 2000 article he wrote for Playboy magazine called Pornorama. In the satirical essay, Franken used quite explicit language to describe virtual sex and a menage a trois. Franken has apologized for that article. I spoke with him earlier today and asked why he wasn't more upfront about the piece before his opponents used it against him.
I've written a lot of stuff over 35 years, and I'm very proud of my career. But, you know, some jokes weren't funny, some jokes were inappropriate, and some downright offensive. But, you know, if I were to do a press conference and say, you know, in 1980 in October I did a Grateful Dead concert and I told this joke, and, you know, I mean, I can't put everything out there, and that's not what this campaign has got to be about. This campaign has got to be about the people of Minnesota and about educating their kids and about the price of gas and about getting health care, for goodness sakes, universal health care.
Now, Mr. Franken, the war was a key issue for voters in Minnesota in the midterm elections. It's likely to be a key issue again in the general election in the fall. And your position on the war may be somewhat problematic for some voters because you didn't initially oppose the war. In fact, at one point you said that you, quote, believed Colin Powell. That sounds like that's a difficult position to take as a Democrat right now, particularly since the Democratic nominee has raised questions about that kind of judgment.
Yeah, but you'll notice that I have the Democratic endorsement. I have the DFL endorsement. That's what I just got this weekend. I didn't speak out for the war in the lead up because I was torn. I regret that I didn't come out and speak out against it, like a lot of people, like a lot of sensible people. I was very torn.
Now, L. Franken, you've spent the last 35 years trying to make people laugh. How do you now get them to take you seriously as a Senate candidate?
Because I haven't spent the last 35 years just getting them to laugh. I've been spending the 35 years getting them to think. I've been writing books for the last, let's see, what would it be now, 13 years on politics. I've written three number one New York Times bestsellers. They're satirical, but they told the truth. And I took on the Gingrich Revolution when no one else was doing it. And I took on the right-wing press and media, and I took on Fox, and they sued me, and I beat them. And there are people who attend my rallies, who read my books, and said, you know, I was a Republican, but I read your books, and I became a Democrat. And there are people who listen to my radio show. I did radio, too, as you can tell, because I'm so good at it, you see. And I did that for 3 years.
As you travel around Minnesota, as you noted, you've been making people laugh, but you've also been making them think. You've been writing about politics. I wonder what it's like for you when you travel around the state and you face an audience that's expecting to hear one thing from Al Franken, and then you look into their eyes and you launch into a long description of universal health care or early childhood learning, and they're not exactly getting what they've come to expect from you.
But this is going to be interesting because we're entering a new phase of the campaign. For the last year and a half, we've been talking to DFLers and trying to get this nomination. And they've gotten to know me. They know me. They know Franny. They know my daughter. So now I'm going to be speaking to the general audience, general electorate. I think, you know, I have to be myself. And sometimes I'm funny. And sometimes I'm serious. And I think there's a sort of evolution of going from a comedian to a satirist to a radio host to someone to a politician. And I understand it. And one thing I've discovered is there's a lot of politics involved in politics.
What's that mean for you, though? If you say you always want to be yourself, I can't imagine that you always can say exactly what you want to say if you want to win that race.
No, I didn't say I always want to be well, maybe I did. I have to be myself, and I will be myself, but that doesn't mean saying anything that comes into my head at any point. Bob Dole used to do that. Whatever popped into his head. And I thought it was great, you know. And so, you know, to some extent, I'm probably going to be doing that more than your typical politician.
What's the Al Franken campaign slogan right now?
We don't have a slogan. I don't think we have a slogan yet.
I find that surprising.
Well, you know, standing up for Minnesota families. I don't know. A senator works for you. We'll get once this interview is over, Michelle. You and I will work on this.
Okay, promise that. Promise that.
Yeah.
We'll get out our yellow legal pad. Al Franken, thanks so much for talking to us. All the best to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was comedian, author, and Democratic Senate candidate Al Franken.